Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer on Mission Network News. How bad is bad in Haiti? For Haiti with Love's Eva Hart tells us there's talk of a coup.
The opposing party declared civil war against the government. Basically, the whole country is upside down. This is the worst we've ever seen it.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and Haitians feel they're out of options. Port-au-Prince is on lockdown, but the movement is carrying as far north as Cap Haitien, where For Haiti has its burn clinic. Please lift up For Haiti with Love as it cares for people in Jesus' name.
This is actually the first time a round of riots has gotten this far up into the mountains. It's just a sign that there's no place in Haiti that's immune to this now.
And on the island of Papua, Indonesia, wild jungle and tall mountains mark the landscape. For people who live in remote villages, medical issues can quickly spell disaster. Mission Aviation Fellowship flies into hard-reach areas of Papua, and part of their work includes medical flights. Recently, MAF pilot Dennis Bergstrasser flew a four-year-old boy to a hospital in Tamika.
Unfortunately, he'd probably been sick for a month, so this is sort of the first opportunity he had to jump on one of our airplanes and get to some place where they had some medical care.
The doctors discovered this young boy has a serious liver problem, and now thanks to the ministry of MAF, he's able to get medical treatment.
I think the Lord gives us those opportunities to just be in the right place at the right time to show compassion and love toward those in need.
MAF needs more pilots to join them and be the feet of Jesus, so find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your gift of any amount will help us continue to advance the stories that reveal God moving around the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.